So today I'm here to talk about what we did in Massachusetts with our surveillance system. As an informatician, I love nothing more than killing old access databases. So yesterday I killed the foodborne database, and today I'm going to kill two more. So three things happened in Massachusetts. 2009, we had H1N1. 2013, we had a key indicator report that we wanted to distribute to 351 towns. 2014, we had a local Board of Health database that kind of went rogue and just stopped working. Also in 2009, there was an on-call database that I'm going to describe in a second. So 2009, we had the H1N1 on-call database crashed. In response, we created an on-call module with an on-call event in our disease surveillance system called Maven. We created workflows particularly focused on, as the calls are triaged, they go to either the general program area or the vaccine preventable area or the Maven help desk for general Maven or surveillance queries. So the three workflows that we created, as the calls come into the system, the EPIs who are on call, we have general EPIs and vaccine preventable EPIs, and then in my office we have ISIS help desk staff that triage these calls 9 to 5 during the working days, and the system allows you to take the call in, accept it, notify, either call the person back, and then close the call. So it all begins with a phone call to the health department. We get roughly anywhere from 4,000 to I think 7,000 calls a year, and as the calls get created, we have support staff that create an on-call event. It's dropped right into our surveillance system. It creates an individual Maven on-call event with a unique event ID. It also has a set of question that we call question packages. So it basically takes all the information, the program. Once you fill in the disease, it automatically will triage it to the correct program, either general EPI, vaccine preventable, or the ISIS staff. A quick summary. And my favorite that I have to point out is a doctor called to find out how to test his patient for mumps. The child fell on his face while on the trampoline, but cannot rule out mumps for the cause of face swelling. That was one of the calls. I asked the EPIs which one was the best call to focus on. The system also allows you to place your outcome. So if you call them and you leave a message, it will stay in the queue until you close it out once the appropriate outcome of the call has taken place. So the calls are anything and everything. We track and we triage all calls that come into the health system. 2009, again, about 3,999 calls, and then over the year, from 2015, so far this year, we have about 3,452 calls. Pat Clute, our EPI program manager, also uses it to triage and track for CDC grants how many calls we get. We also know the time the call came in, till the time it was actually accepted, till the time the person was called back, till the time it was closed. So we have metrics on how long it takes each program, the general EPI, vaccine preventable, our office, on what we do with our calls. The second thing that happened is we started a surveillance evaluation and we created key indicator reports. We wanted to mail these reports out. Part of the team did, wanted to mail. Part of the team was like, let's figure out a way to stick them in Maven as an attachment. The reports are, it's a combination of, I think, about 75 different separate reports that merge into one HTML document report with a bunch of hyperlinks. And so what we did is we created a event in Maven called a communication event for each one of our 351 towns, and we basically added the report as an attachment. Each town could then log in and see their individual report, download the report, and then they would have access to it. Other epidemiologists also use this to, if there's a questionnaire for an outbreak or a cluster, sometimes they will put those documents in the communication event, and you just go on to Maven and look up your town, and it's all there. So each town has their own event, and it's role-based, so they only see their particular town. And again, the report is just added as an attachment to our communication event. We have 351 towns. in Massachusetts, and it's kind of hellish sometimes to communicate and contact with the boards of health. For those of you who have something similar in your particular state, what we did in Maven was we had our communication event, but we added a set of questions as a question package, and we took an old Access database and we put it into Maven. We set and reviewed all the criteria of the questions and pretty much brought all the questions in and then added a few additional questions. The epidemiologists, when they need to contact a particular board of health, it was always a little bit of a pain because in that Access database, you had to be at the state, and then if you were on call for the weekend, you had this bag that you carried with a key fob, and nobody ever updated the database. And so they would plug it in, it wouldn't work, and they were always ask us if there's any way you can get the database into Maven. So after 5 years of waiting, we finally pulled the plug and did it. And got it on there. So the questions are pretty simple. General local Board of Health contact information such as the name, the address, phone, fax, hours, website. And then the other thing that we wanted to do was to list out any and all Maven users for that particular town because the EPIs could go on and see, well, town X has this person and who am I supposed to call? And we also will list in the comments section that the contact for communicable diseases are Barbara. And then there's also a secondary set of information on non-Maven users or affiliated contacts. Recently when we brought on our food protection program, we were able to have them start to put the health agents or health inspectors on for each one of the towns. So now we brought in the environmental health people into this as well because they're on it for the food protection program. It also allows for the locals to place notes into the comment section. So if they're going on vacation, the EPIs will know that Nurse Barbara is not there and that we need to go to Person X for follow-up at a particular town. So to conclude, integrating the on-call and communication capacity within Maven has allowed for us to have better communication with our health partners. And again, we get to retire aging databases with limited functionality. We're able to track call volume by program area and track the length of time from inception to completion, as I mentioned, and allowed for us to have secure information shared across different towns and communities with that Maven functionality. Want to thank our IT team who really were the ones who did the coding and made this happen, the EPIs who gave us some valuable information on what data and what information they wanted in, and then the ISIS staff as well.